with fingering, with open fingering one. So we have.
Okay, and the harmonic, the harmonic note and the passing is the same one, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. That's right. But it's not to make it minor harmonic. It's just a pass-through note. Okay. Because minor harmonic is one thing and nota de paso is another. Okay. Nota de paso is just one technical aspect that allows to play three notes per string.
But it's the
and
same
coincidentally,
note.
Coincidentally, it happens to be the same note of the minor harmonic. Okay. That's true. But it's not the minor harmonic scale in itself, because when it comes to fingering three, mm-hmm. The nota de paso is finger four on the in this case on the eighth fret third string, and that is not
the
G sharp. So okay. Therefore, there is the nota de paso is one thing and minor harmonic is another.
Okay, so the minor harmonic note is always the same wherever you play it, but the passing moves where you, different positions.
That's why we don't say that is minor or harmonic or anything. Okay. It's just minor melodic.
Okay.
Ahora, vamos a ver. Let's play the scale of. Open fingering one. That's right. And then we played against the chords of A, B, F, and E. Use the video I just sent. Like that. And today we'll play a bit of Alegrías with those chords. And I wanted to play a melody, to try to play a melody over those chords, just to see how does it fit.
I mean, is that what you're talking about, like that?
No. I mean, use the video in which I play the chords,
okay,
so that you can listen the scale against the chords. Because the problem with guitar is that generally we can play only, or we play the chords or we play the melody. Therefore, we need to use two things here. We play that video from example one, and then you play the scale, and then we will see how it's fitting.
Third fret, fingering four.
Thank you.
Six, isn't it? The passing note when we're playing these scales, do we?
Yes, the passing note here is on the third string.
But do, I mean, we play that along with the Andalusian progression.
We play only in two directions, either to go up or to go down. But we don't stay on it. That's the meaning of nota de paso.
Okay,
nota
it's a,
de
just
paso
a,
means it's passing through.
You don't stay there.
Stay there. Therefore, all we do. Remember that on the first string, in that case, we have 1-3-4.
1-3-4, yes.
Thank you.
Let's see, where are we? That's, excuse me, five.
Thank you.
last one, which will be with fingering 2 from the 10th fret.
The 10th fret, fingering 2, oh, without a cutaway. Fingering
yes.
2 is... No. Fingering 2.
Is this... Finger 1 on the 10th fret. Not on the 12th.
10th fret. C.
So we have 1-3-4, 1-3-4, 1-3-4 all the time. Only that in 4th and 5th strings we open it more.
I guess that's C there. Yeah.
1-3-4, 1-3-4, 1-3-4.
What?
posture 4 here, fingering 4, 3rd fret. And now our note of reference becomes finger 4 on the 7th fret.
Let's see, so finger 4
on the 7th fret, 5th string. 5th string.
On the 6th.
5th
string. 5th.
On the 5th string.
5.
5th string. Fifth.
Oh, fifth string. Okay.
Right, but seventh fret.
Seventh fret. And the
finger four. So now we go.
Oh.
Not with finger one, because fingering four has finger four here. We are regarding the fingers that corresponds to each fingering, and doing the same thing we did before, which you did very well also.
I'm getting confused here. Okay, so we are on the fourth fingering?
Yes, the list of the song, you have it written there in the chat room. It starts with open fingering one. The next one is fingering four from third fret.
From the
so
third.
That's the next one we will do. Therefore, we have 1, 3, 4, 1, 3, 4, and that is E. So we have to find as the note, central note.
Quickly ask questions. So now we're playing in the C scale,
yes.
But our central note is still E?
That's right. Why? Because this is the Spanish mode. Otherwise, okay. The scale will sound major instead of flamenco style.
Okay.
Therefore, we have to just move that to the E to create the mood of the Spanish sound. It's just that. It's because in Spain there is one aesthetic, which is this. Spanish mode, and
okay.
That one has the same notes that the major scale, but having E as central. If we take from the C major scale the center E, it becomes that what we need. It's a very interesting thing. You are doing it well, in fact, but you need to do it in all the fingerings.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting point. You're right, a very interesting point. I'll ponder that this week.
It's about the aesthetics of the Spanish style.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a Merry Christmas.
All the best. Merry Christmas.
Okay, bye.